The holiday season, it's a wonderful time of year and you have family in and out of your homes. But unfortunately, the holiday season also happens to fall during some of the sickest months of the year for the general population. Holiday health and safety tips. How can you stay healthy during the holidays? How can you avoid some illnesses that are passed with contact with someone who has had an illness? Those are the things that we're going to discuss today. Holiday health and safety tips. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your Health and You, with the Putnam County Health Department.
Your health and safety during the holidays. It's important for us that you stay healthy and that you stay safe. That's why our topic today on Your Health and You is holiday health and safety. I'm joined today with public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department, Michael Cooper. Thank you, Michael, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So the holidays, they are all but here. I mean, they are here. It's right now. It's happening right now. And you're going to have people coming in your house. You're going to have family get-togethers. You're going to be going to family get-togethers and parties. So how can you keep your family healthy during this holiday season when you're going to be surrounded by so many, I'm going to call them carrier pigeons, that could get you sick,
right?
Transmitting diseases into your house? How can you stay healthy during the holidays?
One of the best ways is washing your hands. Keeping your hands clean is one of the most important steps you can take to avoid getting sick and spreading germs to others. Wash your hands with soap and clean running water and rub them together for at least 20 seconds.
Isn't it like singing happy birthday?
You can't sing happy birthday. Okay. If not once, you can sing it twice.
Okay.
Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. If you don't have a tissue or cough or sneeze, into your upper sleeve or elbow, not your hands.
Oh, yes, the elbow, not your hands, because your grubby little hands are going to touch everything and everyone around you.
And that when they touch, you touch the menu, you touch something at home and you don't
the grocery cart.
Yep.
Think about that the next time you go to rub your eye after you've been pushing around a grocery cart. Just chew on that one for a minute. Ew.
So make sure you sanitize everything. Just keeping it real simple, but it goes a long way in keeping your family health, especially your kids.
And when he says everything sanitize, that means the one thing that I think everyone should do, the one thing that I think that they should do and that none of us or seldom few of us do, is sanitize that phone. I'm not saying douse it with bleach or soak it in a bucket of Lysol, but wipe that thing off. You're putting it on your face.
And
you're touching it with, and if you're giving it to your kid, ooh. Yeah,
your kid's touching it. You're going to touch it. You don't realize that you use that. You're using your phone all the time. So,
you know, I read somewhere that your phone has more bacteria than a public toilet seat.
I can believe that.
So think about, the more you are around people and touching people and things that other people have touched, the greater your risk of spreading something from one of those items that you're touching to yourself, especially through your phone. So when you're saying sanitize stuff around your house, don't forget things like that that you touch so often.
Absolutely.
That's important too. Now, sickness as far as communicable diseases, of course, those increase around the holidays and in the winter months. It just is going to happen. You're indoors. The things are not airing out. The germs are staying in. It's just the nature of the season. But those are not the only things that can make you sick during the holidays. Stress can make you far sicker than some of those things. So about staying healthy and about staying safe, it's not just about the things that you can catch. You can't catch a stress-related disorder from someone, though they can certainly give it to you.
Right.
But how do you manage stress during the holidays?
We know that the holidays are a stressful time of the year with shopping and different things.
And emotional things,
and emotional,
the loss of loved
families.
Ones, and I mean, there or people who are alone, especially elderly people. I mean, it's the holidays, though, one of the most joyous times of the year, can be very stressful.
Right.
So giving folks the tips on how to manage that is important.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're sharing that today.
Yes. You want to balance your work, home, and play. You want to get support from your family and friends, and then keep a relaxed, positive outlook. Don't look at it negatively. Work out. Yoga, different things like meditation, a lot of those things can go a long way in helping you relax. And then also you can't forget proper sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Proper sleep is one also the main things that can also keep you healthy and stress-free.
And it's all of those things are just as important because your stress doesn't just affect you.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing because the stress and what it causes to you can actually spread like mm-hmm. a communicable disease.
You're right.
You know, it can spread just the same way. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with public health educator Michael Cooper. I'm Marsha Lee in the Connor Brothers Wood Flooring Podcast Center, serving the Upper Cumberland with quality American-made hardwood flooring for more than 3 decades. Increase your home's beauty and value with one trip to Connor Brothers Wood Flooring, Highway 111 North in Allgood at ConnorBros.net for all your flooring and cabinet needs. Connor Brothers. Now, Michael, we've talked about stress. We've talked about sanitizing things, but what about handling and prepping food for the family? I know that's something that I do a lot of, and I know that I am probably in a minority on this. I wear disposable rubber gloves all the time. If I'm handling raw meat, I'm changing them before I touch anything else. Ideally, what I do, I prep vegetables and things like that before I touch any raw meat. I realize I'm OCD. And I realize I've worked in a restaurant, and I realize that makes me an exception. So what about people who aren't a little OCD about prepping food like I am? What can they do? So what can people who are maybe not as OCD about food handling and prepping as I am do, just some precautionary things that they can do to avoid foodborne illnesses?
Wash hands and surfaces often. Avoid cross-contamination by keeping raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs, including their juices, away from ready-to-eat foods and eating surfaces. Cook foods to the proper temperature, refrigerate promptly, and then do not leave perishable foods out for more than 2 hours. And we know with leftovers that happens quite a bit.
It does, especially with holiday parties when they last a while and you're mingling and you're just snacking, you're grazing. It's not really a meal, and they definitely can stay out longer than 2 hours. So I know that we need to have safe food handling. We need to try to manage our stress. We need to try to sanitize to cut down on germ transmission between each other. But there are also things about staying healthy during the winter months that some of us let go. You mentioned briefly earlier about exercise and how that's good for your mental health. It creates endorphins. It increases your metabolism. It makes your mood better. So that's great, but what are some things during the holidays and the cold weather that I can do to stay active?
So according to the CDC, find fun ways to stay active, such as dancing to your favorite holiday music.
Nice.
I know. Be active for at least 2.5 hours a week and help kids and teens be active for at least 1 hour a day. That's including dancing. If you want to go for walks as a family, if it's not too cold out, you can go for a run. Do yoga, anything like that just keeps you active is a great
way.
They
make dog sweaters. Put a sweater on that pooch.
That's right.
And go for a walk. It's a great way to stay active. Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. I'm Marsha Lee with public health educator Michael Cooper. Now, what about toys for kids, Michael? What are some ways to keep our kids safe and keep their toys safe and clean, too? What are some things that we should do?
Make sure they're used properly. They're usually at high risk for injuries during this time of year, so keep a watchful eye on your kids when they're eating and playing. Keep potentially dangerous toys, foods, and drinks, and household items, choking hazards like coins and hard candy, and other objects out of the reach for kids. And then learn how to provide early treatment for children who are choking. You want to also sanitize. Make sure you wash all the toys that the kids use when they're getting when different kids are in the house, or if they're getting brought back and forth from different houses.
Especially like for small kids where they're putting stuff in their mouths mm-hmm. to chew on, you want to sanitize it, but I would guess you would want to use some kind of, you know, like a Clorox wipe type thing mm-hmm. to sanitize. But then if you know they're going to stick it in their mouth, it would probably be a good idea to rinse it off kind of with a damp rag mm-hmm. too after that, just because nobody likes the taste of hand sanitizer. Yeah. If you've ever accidentally done that,
yeah, put it in soapy water, fill your kitchen sink up, put soap in there, and just wash them that way, and that way you know they're safe and clean.
Wonderful, wonderful advice to help keep your kiddos safe during the holidays. Now, I know a lot of us throw caution to the wind. I'm going to be making a lot of cookies. I said the other day that a lot of girls, you know, there are all these memes about pumpkin spice around this time of year, that I'm obviously not a typical person. I'm not buying a pumpkin spice candle. I'm not buying a pumpkin spice coffee because this time of year makes me think about all the things I can make with sausage. So I realize that that makes me a little different. But when you're consuming all of these delicious things around the holidays, the sausage balls and the smokies mm-hmm. and the pigs in a blanket and all of that good stuff, it's so good and you can't help but consume some of it. Are there some ways, though, that we can still try to have a healthy diet during the holidays?
There are. With balance and moderation, you can enjoy the holidays with healthy way. Choose with balance and moderation. You can do fresh fruit as a festive and sweet substitute for candy, and then limit your fat, salt, and sugary foods the best way that you can.
So what you're telling me is when I wrap something in bacon, if I put a pineapple chunk in there, too, then it's going to be that it's going to cancel each other out, right? I don't think that's what you were saying, but
sounds good.
It sounds delicious, though. So what are some ways that I can be prepared when I'm traveling during the holidays? Because we're going to be doing that. We've obviously talked about going to these parties and trying to stay healthy and trying to make good choices and trying to do everything in mm-hmm. moderation. But we're also going to be traveling. And not only will we be traveling, even if you're only traveling across the city, mm-hmm. even if you're only going across town, there are going to be more people in the area just because people will be traveling here to see their families. So there's obviously going to be more activity out on the roads. And how can you try to be prepared while you're traveling and stay safe during this time?
To help ensure your travel is safe, don't drink and drive, and don't let someone else drink and drive. Wear a seatbelt every time you drive or ride in a motor vehicle. Always buckle your child in the car using a child safety seat, booster seat, or proper seatbelt with his or her height, weight, and age. And then also, especially when you're out in the cold season, take extra blankets, extra clothing in case the battery dies in your car or if you're stuck out in the snow for some reason. Just make sure that you have all that stuff on hand and also an emergency kit that you know you can get in case in time of need.
Sure. I mean, I would recommend anyone taking a long-distance traveling excursion, especially one that would involve being off of main roads, to have an emergency kit with flares, with blankets, bottled water, some mm-hmm. kind of packaged food, you know, those tuna packs that you can just rip open mm-hmm. and you don't have to do anything to. I mean, just if you're going to travel any long distance, especially if you're traveling alone or alone with kids, I mean, it's just the smart thing to do is mm-hmm. making sure that you're prepared before you ever hit the road. And that's what you've helped us with today, staying prepared to be safe and healthy during the holidays. It is Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with public health educator Michael Cooper. Michael, if someone wants more information about the topics we've discussed today, how could they get that?
They can call the health department and contact me at 931-528-2531.
It's Your Health and You. I'm Marsha Lee.